It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. George Brown, that's Frankie Capp, the drummer, and his band, featuring Carl Saunders and Conte Condoli playing the trumpets, and Pete Chrisleib and Ricky Woodard soloing on tenor saxophones. As we start out hour number two, I always think of basketball when I think of Sweet Georgia Brown, the song, because of Brother Bones and the whistling version of Sweet Georgia Brown that was always so much a part of the Harlem Globetrotters. And as basketball season drifts toward a close, people in Bloomington Normal and Central Illinois particularly, and Illinois State University grads across the country, around the world for that matter, are hanging on tender hooks right now, trying to ascertain what, in their opinion, is going to happen to the ISU basketball team. They finished second in the Missouri Valley Tournament last weekend. Will they still get into the big dance, the NCAA tournament? Well, we'll know on Selection Sunday, just 3 days from now. There's a little touch of spring in the air. I know it's going to get a little chillier in Bloomington Normal, Central Illinois, for the next couple of days, but it's been in the 50s, the last couple of days? There's been some good weather, certainly good weather in St. Louis for the Missouri Valley Tournament this past weekend. It's already springtime in Paris.
Gone and got the blues in Paris. Paris blues called agité. How can I be blue in Paris? It's easy 'cause you're far away. Can't lose this blues, this agité. Sidewalk tables filled with people, always happy, always gay. Still I'm all alone in Paris, praying you return someday. Can't lose this blues, this agité. Springtime, Eiffel Tower, funny taxis, the kids at play. Paris without you is lonesome, yearning more and more each day. Can't lose this blues, this agité. If you knew how much I need you, you'd come back to me to stay. Having you with me in Paris really is the only way to lose this blues, this agité. These Paris blues, this agité.
Of the world's going to have to wait just a little bit for spring, but Sinatra has springtime in his mind, but he has the blues in his heart. Agité. It's a great song. Here on Radio Munson, we have almost an hour to go here on GLT this evening. I'm glad you're listening wherever you are. Here's a song that Diane Reeves recorded. It was a tribute album to Sarah Vaughan, some of the songs that were associated with Sarah. And one of those songs was I Hadn't Anyone Till You. And Diane does it with the trumpet and the flugelhorn of Clark Terry. And since he figures he's the you in I Hadn't Anyone Till You, he'll add just a little comment or two.
Demanded it, anyone till you. I hadn't anyone till you. I was a lonely one till
Irish orchestra leader Ron Goodwin recorded a song called Swingin' Sweethearts in 1957. Nobody in America had heard of Ron Goodwin, but they soon did hear of him. That song rocketed up the charts as a pop hit in 1957. Swingin' Sweethearts. Before that, Diane Reeves with Clark Terry. And I Hadn't Anyone Till You. We're going to get our weekly fix of Count Basie music in just a few minutes. Right now, here's Dean Martin.
Cuddle up a little closer. Oh, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toes, love in mine. Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy cozy. Cause I love from head to toes, love
Count Basie's band, and a song that Freddie Green, his veteran guitarist, wrote called Corner Pocket, and recorded in 2005. This time, it had been recorded many times before. This was an audience in Sendai, Japan. Bill Hughes was leading the Basie band at that point, and Butch Miles, who'd had a couple of stints with Basie, was playing drums. Tony Suggs took Basie's seat at the piano keyboard for that session. The Basie Shadow Bands, band in singular, not plural, has had a number of leaders over the years, but just keeps on cooking. A lot of that is because of the great charts and the ensemble work that the Basie band always did. And the solos are good, but the solos are not as important to the Basie band as they are to follow-up bands that play Duke Ellington's music. Ellington relied very heavily, in fact, wrote for his specific wonderful soloists. And it's pretty hard to replicate that as time goes on, although there have been some pretty good attempts at doing it. Here's another Basie thing from 2009, from four years later than that performance in Japan. And another trombonist, Dennis Wilson, both he and Bill Hughes had been in Basie's band. Dennis Wilson was the leader of the band by that point. And Jamie Cullum, the English pianist and dramatic singer, was invited in to record Blame It on My Youth.
If I expected love when first we kissed, blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist, blame it on my youth. I believed in everything like a child. Oh, more than anything, you meant all the world to me. If you were on my mind all night and day, my you. If I forgot to eat, I'd sleep, I'd pray, blame it on my you.
That's Jamie Cullum with the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's the real thing. It's the Basie Band circa 1963 with Ella.
I fell in love. love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
Fitzgerald with the Count Basie Band, 1963. Well, there's our Basie fix for this evening. Ninth day of the month is St. Patrick's Day next. No, it's next Friday. It's not next Thursday. It's next Friday. So we can play some Irish songs next Thursday night here on GLT. How about a little preview here with Errol Garner, a few bars of Peg of My Heart. Thank you. Duke Ellington's orchestra and Johnny Hodges playing alto saxophone, and a studio recording of Things Ain't What They Used to Be, that's for sure. Duke Ellington in 1941 found himself in sort of a bind. You know, Ellington was a composer of so many songs, but he was also a band leader. And when the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers went on strike, Duke, being a composer, was part of that organization. So he was not allowed to play because of the strike, lest he be a strikebreaker, to play on live radio broadcasts any of the songs by members of that society, of which he was one. His son Mercer was not. So he said, get busy, Mercer. And Mercer did come up with that song, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Billy Strayhorn also was not a member. And so he was writing frantically during 1941 to give Duke Ellington's band some music to play. And that's when Strayhorn composed Take the A-Train and Chelsea Bridge, a couple of his classics. Radio Munson here on Thursday evening, the 9th. Yeah, next Thursday we'll play a little bit of a preview of St. Patrick's Day. Right now, here's Dinah Washington.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Ooh, teach me tonight. Let's start with the ABC of it. Roll right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me tonight. I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me, please teach me tonight.
Dinah Washington, whole lot of learning going on tonight here at the home of Illinois' first public university, Illinois State University. I'm Don Munson, broadcasting our show tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. I'm glad you're along. You know, you can reach me at don@wglt.org. don@wglt.org. Here's a Freddie Cole recording. You know, Freddie sings so well and plays pretty good piano, but on this occasion, he had John DeMartino playing piano and Houston Person playing tenor saxophone, and a little salute to Tony Bennett.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had a start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever and never to part. Only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. I can smile because of you. And I can smile because of you.
That's Freddie Cole, Houston person playing tenor saxophone, and John DeMartino. It's a guy playing piano for Freddie. Yeah, that's a great old Tony Bennett. So that was one of Tony Bennett's first hits, I believe. You're older than me. Maybe you remember. Oh, you're not. Sorry. I'm Don Munson. We're here on Thursday evenings, where age really doesn't matter, from 7 to 9 Central Time. Here's a song that the City Rhythm Orchestra of Philadelphia recorded with a wonderful guitarist, Paul Bollenbach. It's a great old standard called It Could Happen to You. That's a great arrangement of that song, isn't it? It Could Happen to You. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that song. Paul Bolenbach playing guitar with Philadelphia's City Rhythm Orchestra. Well, we're going to let Dave Grusin do a little Duke Ellington reprise here with Sophisticated Lady to close out this edition of Radio Munson from just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, our little cubbyhole studio here, where the weather's been fine. I know the weather's been pretty decent in central Illinois, a couple of off days, maybe the next two, but then things will perk up again as we head very, very patiently into spring. Thanks for listening tonight on WGLT Normal. We'll have a news update from NPR, and then Evening Jazz keeps on cooking. I'll see you next Thursday.